Choice episode podcast. I'm here with Hoshika,
who is... That's not how you pronounce it.
Okay, well, you pronounce it.
Hoshika.
I'm here with Hoshika. I'm here with Meshi.
Hello.
I'm here with Jesu.
Sup?
And Elena Marie.
She's big, woman!
Her headphones died, so I'm gonna say hi for her.
Hi, P2K!
And we're here with Anastasia.
I don't sound like that.
Okay, well, say hi.
Sup?
Hi.
All right.
Her and Kayla.
And yeah, last but not least, Anastasia.
Yay!
What's
our only actual guest this week.
Why is my dog limping? That's not good.
Okay, so.
And of course, Charbok is here.
Yeah, you don't even have to say it. Mitch gets to introduce the podcast this week, though, because he's really special and organized it for us. Kinda.
Tried my best not to cough that whole time. You have no idea how hard that was.
He's been coughing all day.
Do you know what else is hard?
Nothing.
Alright, so let's hear how everybody's doing this week. Rebecca, what have you been up to?
Doing nothing, making animations and wasting time.
She's like Kaven, except she makes animations except instead of graphics.
Wait, I make graphics too.
Just be quiet.
Alright, sounds quite entertaining. And Miranda, how have you been this week?
I've been really good. I've been rehearsing for the show all week, so I'm really tired. But it's been good.
Yeah. What show?
Hairspray.
Huh. Go figure. I didn't know that.
I play, like, characters.
That sounds great. You should get somebody to record it and post it on the internet.
Yes. Just like everything you do.
Hell yeah. If it's not on the internet, it doesn't count.
Okay.
And Jess, how have you been this week?
I've been awesome because I finally got ungrounded.
Yay!
Yeah. That is all.
All right, and Elena, what have you been up to?
Still playing Leaf Green.
You were playing that 3 weeks ago, Slowpoke.
I know.
But it's so fun!
It is! I have like 60 Pokemon and I'm racing them all.
Kayla, shut up!
Her and Kayla just fight all podcasts, just for the record. That's why they're here. They give us tension.
Tension and release. All right! Anastasia, what have you been up to this week?
Graphics, trying not to read, being bugged by my brother, got an SD card for my DSi. I think that's it. Oh, my movie got canceled.
What movie?
Kayla was supposed to invite me to a movie like Aliens in the Attic or something. I didn't really want to see it either way. But she was too busy with her boyfriend.
I thought that movie would suck.
That movie looks fantastic. Is it in 3D?
I don't think so.
CG. That really seems like one of those movies that's just like really bad, so they make it 3D so you can see it. But it's not 3D. That's why I went to go see Sharkboy and Lava Girl. It's because it was in 3D.
That was pretty good.
That was a bad mistake for me.
I went to go see it. It was in 3D. If it wasn't 3D, I wouldn't have gone to
see
it.
It was good the first time.
It was okay.
What other 3D movie? Up was supposedly in 3D, but it wasn't actually.
Was the new Ice Age in 3D?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
I'm not gonna watch that either.
If people went to see it, if it wasn't 3D, no one go to see it.
Kate and I went to see it. It was really good. She was like laughing the whole time, and I think by the time she
was,
we both were. It was a good film. It's in 3D. Whoever wants to see it, you should go see it. It's
man.
Oh, good. Who else is here that we need to talk to?
I think we covered everybody, but I guess, you know, if we have a little
time... Did you get Austin?
Yeah, we can see what Austin's been up to. But you only have 30 seconds.
<Wow. laughs> I've been out of state. I went to go visit, let's see, the Badlands, Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, and the Black Hills. It was very cool, and I just got back about 3 hours ago.
I didn't even know you sent me a picture message until later.
Yeah, well, I did. It was a picture of the Badlands.
Yeah, I noticed. Because it's very nice there. I can't view it on my phone. I have to get on the internet to see it.
I was going to send you a picture of Mount Rushmore, too, but that was just kind of gimmicky. I don't know. Am I 30 seconds up now, Mitch?
My mom wants to take me up there.
We all want to hear how you've been.
Well, we're on a time schedule, and I haven't been paying attention, but we'll just say we'll stop at 3. That's the hour mark.
That's probably my aunt's going to get me, too.
Well, it's good to hear from you. It's good that you came back in time to record this, because I didn't want to.
Well, Mitch, but I would have. How have you been, Mitch?
I've been working and sleeping.
Around.
Sleeping a lot. Last 3 podcasts he was supposed to be in. The last 3 have been delayed because he was asleep.
Hey, the weekend is the only time I actually get more than 3 hours, so.
3 hours? Go to bed early!
I can't fall asleep. I have insomnia. I'm like, what's that Pokemon that has insomnia?
Vigoroth.
Yeah, I'm like Vigoroth. I have lots of vigor.
I don't know how to say that.
I have lots of vigor.
Like,
good.
Vigor.
I thought you said beer.
That too. Probably.
No, it's all empty. What? Okay, so.
Stop.
Seriously, that is very annoying. I'm gonna say that in a pleasant voice so that nobody gets annoyed. Please stop.
Well, I don't get annoyed easily. Ha ha ha.
We're just kind of.
Okay, that's cool. She stopped.
Cool.
Alright.
So, like we said, Mitch, what podcast is this?
This is the Blastoise podcast.
An epic podcast. Actually, that was kind of good. I remember your Squirtle one was really good. Your Wartortle one was. But the Blastoise, that sounded good.
Thank you.
So, yeah. That's
Alright. So, I guess we're gonna go down the list, and Jesus Christ, is somebody calling?
It's not me.
Well, I believe, though, since it's the Blastoise podcast, I think we're all gonna go down the list and read off some Blastoise info, aren't we? Good thing we have two people. Jesus. Oh, for the record, we haven't said this yet, but Dark Umbreon is listening in with us and playing text chat listen game.
Playing text chat?
Text chat listen game.
It's a game.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about him because he's not speaking.
And then also listening in is Kayla Ann, who was on 1, 2, 3 weeks ago as well. But anyway, so it's the Blastoise podcast, so how about our guest read something about Blastoise, starting with
Hoshika!
Yeah, you know you can use my real name, right?
Nope.
I just wanted to say that. Nope. Alright,
well,
you can
see. Alright. Blastoise is a large bipedal blue tortoise with a brown shell and 2 water cannons that jut out of the top of its shell. Something sounds really awkward about that.
Who's next, Mick?
All right, Miranda.
Cannons be withdrawn inside the shell or rotated to point backwards. This enables Blastoise to commence jet assist rams.
Nice. Hold on. Great, Jess.
Blastoise can shoot water from its cannons with enough force to punch holes in steel and enough accuracy to hit an empty cannon about 160 feet away.
Elena?
Whoops. Despite their size, Blastoise are very gentle and calm Pokemon.
Alright, Anastasia.
They may be wary at first, but can be very good allies in battle.
And Austin, why don't you finish it off?
They mainly take the roles of leaders in large groups of Squirtle or Wartortle.
No duh.
Like in that episode.
With Jigglypuff.
Speaking of Jigglypuff. So that was some good reading, wasn't it? That was fantastic.
That was excellent. That we're getting much smoother.
Yeah, that was kind of smooth.
I'm pretending to clap.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The one with the biggest cannons is the
leader.
The one with the biggest cannons is the leader. You're correct.
That sounds kinky.
biggest.
You misspelled canons.
And,
unless he's talking about canon in classical music.
No.
Or the camera.
Ow.
Mitch, you gonna keep leading us through the podcast via the outline?
Yes, I don't have the outline.
I don't have the outline either. No one wrote an outline.
I was searching for the main outline. Oh, wait. No, maybe I have it here.
That's the TGS one, I thought, but whatever. But anyway.
I believe we should start talking about the new site. Yes? Yes? Yeah.
Hooray! We've been saved.
Oh, no, I found it. Okay. All right,
We were saved.
Let's have a few words about the main site.
How about you
and
tell us what's going on first?
What?
Never mind. You need a segue. Like, here, I'll segue you. I'll segue you, Mitch. That was disgusting.
I swear to God, if I hear the word segue one...
Segue.
Oh, by the way, the banner's
old. White nerdy.
The what?
White nerdy. That has a segue in it.
So here's our segue into this topic. That kind of segue is cooler. There are segues that aren't cool, like the segues I'm trying to make right now, and segues that cool people ride, like in Pablo or Mall Cop.
I love segues. They're so cool. So
here's our segue. As I'm sure most of you know, Ryan came back and upgraded the main site finally. It's being run by WordPress.
I predicted it.
You predicted it two podcasts ago, if anyone wants to listen. Well. But, he fixed the main site and got a couple of staff writers, and everyone is doing a fantastic job of keeping it nice and updated with news and articles and stuff about the forums and everything there. So congratulations on making a fantastic new upgrade for the site. So now it's back to good normal.
It's beautiful. It brought a tear to my eye.
I like it.
I don't know, though. The new outline. What do you think of the new outline in comparison to the old one?
Pretty.
It's a bit complicated, but it can get used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just something new that we'll all have to adjust to, but I like it. It looks more blog-ish.
Well, it is a blog now. Back when it was the old one, it was run, I believe it was straight HTML run, whereas now he made it WordPress so people can access it and post and whatnot, which is the only reason that he has a bunch of people writing articles.
I like it.
It was straight HTML, and it was crypted directly by Ryan himself, because he's fantastically talented.
Epic.
But anyway, so yeah, the main site. That was your segue, Mitch. Take it away.
All right, yeah, the main site. It's been upgraded. What more can be said?
Well, more can be said. We can talk about all the fantastic things that are going on with the upgrade.
It's a big improvement from the old layout.
There we go.
It looks, what's the word? I'm like brain dead today. It looks...
More attractive.
Neater. It looks neater.
Ralph, neater.
And more organized.
Well, who has all written articles for the site so far? I know H. Kim wrote one. Rust got one up about war. What else?
Ryan posted news, that's all.
Oh! I know something.
What?
About the URPG. I am involved with a bit of it. Me, Frozen Chaos, and Hypocrisy is Fun is trying to organize a way where you can draw a comic for a Pokemon instead of just writing a story or something.
What?
We're trying to... Yeah. It's kind of interesting, really. But...
So
we're
you
trying
need
to, work
to tell me that rather than writing as, hey, good job, Mitch, you got our outline written enough.
You can still write, but, like, you could also have the option of drawing a clip or something.
Ooh, that sounds cool. I could draw.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that
we're
would
still
take
trying
longer.
To.
But
yeah,
whatever,
we're still trying
whatever
to.
Whatever floats people's boats. Whatever floats your SSN. That's the saying on this podcast. We don't use normal people sayings.
Whatever.
Pokemon sayings.
On the works.
So yeah, the main site was back up.
I guess I didn't really have much to say about it because, to be honest, I kind of forgot about it and stopped going to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
Didn't.
I think.
Oh wait, do you notice something?
What?
Yeah, in the banner all the way at the top of the site.
What about it.
Yeah, there's all the starters there.
Yeah, but
Diamond and Pearl starters.
They're using the old artwork for the Johto starters.
Oh yeah, they are.
They don't have the updated versions yet.
I thought there was, like a site. Like you just what was the site? Hold on.
It's just that the theme is old.
The theme is not old. It's fantastic. But it's only a matter because a lot of people stopped going to it after the whole thing died. I know I did. I haven't visited the main site in a long
time. Yeah, I mean, at least the podcast subscribers will hear about the site and go to it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ryan posted up an article about how it's back on the forum, so I think... Or he posted a thread, rather.
We'll just simply help it along.
Yeah.
I bet.
There.
Somebody should risk getting banned and copy that post. Make a thread about it in every single forum.
Holy shit. I will be a minute. Hold on.
Somebody is in you, Rebecca.
What? I didn't hear that. What did you say?
He didn't say anything. But anyway, so yeah, the main site's back up and exciting. What's also exciting is the podcast will be posted on the main site. I forgot to mention that. Instead of the P2K podcast thread, all the podcasts will now be posted up on the main site with links and everything if I can get our hoster to come back and help us again. Because as a lot of people from last time know, our hoster simply left.
Well, hopefully he'll come back, and that's pretty exciting.
It's fantastically exciting because that probably means more subscribers, which means fun.
I'm lost.
Yes, that is true. It will have a little bit of delay, says Dark Umbreon, D.U., Mo, whatever we want to call him.
Emo.
Because Ryan needs to, after you post articles, if you're a staff writer, after you post articles, Ryan has to go through and he has to approve the articles before they go up on the site. So maybe I still will post them in the thread just because. But anyway, that's exciting.
It is exciting, and speaking of forum stuff, let's talk about the forum for a little while. Anything new and exciting
speaking
happening?
Exactly what we were just talking about. Let's talk about exactly what we were just talking about.
Spoiler tags!
Yeah, the spoiler tags.
I love spoiler tags. They're so fun.
Did he put them in, though?
Yeah.
You have to type spoiler in brackets.
Spoiler. Spoiler, spoiler,
spoiler. I love them.
So, for anyone who doesn't know, Mitch, what are you doing?
I'm going through the forums.
Okay. So, yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, see, this is why it's good to have two people being the main people on the podcast, like the two leaders, because then one of us can do crazy searches while the other one talks and leads us along. And cough. So, yeah.
Oh, let's talk about every... Huh?
I was going to say, just for everyone, we do have spoiler tags in the forums now, just to reiterate it once again.
Add to the fun of it.
Yep.
I know those will at least be used in the TGS group.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of TGS, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
I don't know.
I'm getting tired of internet.
Are you?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not getting tired of late night calls with Jess.
But you're getting tired of the internet as a whole?
Oh boy.
Yes, Kayla, I am a smoker. I smoke very heavy each day. I am even smoking right now.
That's why he's coughing so much.
Puff, 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 puff.
Oh my god,
I can
Kayla.
Smell it.
That makes...
I can smell it too. I can god. Smell it.
Why do people have problems with smokers anyway? It's a habit that they pick up, so leave them to it.
It's the nicotine.
But it makes me cough, too.
Oh, yeah, well, if somebody's smoking near you, then it's obviously going to bother you.
Well, people care about other people. Not to mention secondhand smoke.
Yeah, secondhand smoke is actually worse than...
He's a doctor. He knows what he's talking about. Do you know what he's talking about?
Well, okay.
So.
If he's a doctor, what's he doing on right here?
I have no idea.
Wait, what does this...
What are you doing on a Pokemon forum as a mod, listening into a podcast if you're a doctor?
Yes.
That's what I want
to know. By the way, what does this have to do with the forum anymore?
Oh, he's not a doctor yet.
No.
Doesn't matter. Okay. He's working to be a doctor, but he knows more than we do about doctoring.
That makes more sense.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess I might as well just apologize right now for coughing so much. I guess, Austin, you can try to edit them out if there's nobody talking over my coughs.
Edit them out?
No, we don't care. Edit them out.
Edit them out.
Yeah.
Your accent is rubbing off on me.
Did I say edit? What? I didn't say Canadian. Oh,
a little
God.
Bit.
Out.
Out?
Out. I say out now.
Out?
Out.
Yes. So anyway, back to the forum stuff, because we definitely need to...
Oh, you know what I noticed? The net battle section is gone.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's gone.
Oh, it is? Oh,
finally! We talked about this like 4 podcasts ago, and then...
We are awesome predictors.
Yeah, we are. I was like, we need to delete it, because no one cares. And then, bam, got deleted.
Ryan cares, like he was probably...
Who does net battle anymore? Tell Shoddy. Is he gonna... Do you think he's gonna bring back Shoddy? Predict now. That was a
buzzer. Oh wait, nice pun.
Let me think about that.
Everyone predict. I'm playing the Jeopardy music right now.
Okay.
So everyone can predict.
I say
no.
There's a slight chance he might.
Nope, it's a yes or no.
Oh wait, what am I predicting?
I'm leaning more on a yes.
So Jess thinks yes, he's gonna make it Shoddy. Elena thinks yes, unless that's Kayla.
That was Kayla.
I don't know what a shoddy is. Do you care to explain?
Shoddy's like net battle, just
better.
Not animated.
It's the new, more efficient version of net battle.
Oh,
just different ish.
I seriously don't care then.
Why would people play that over playing Wi-Fi battles on?
Because you can just like input whatever Pokemon you want with whatever stats. It's like cheating to test out teams and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun though.
I don't like it. I like Wi-Fi battling.
I'd Wi-Fi battle if I had a DS.
But wouldn't net battle be the most fair way of battling online? Since everybody's stats are equally like maxed out.
Well, no, not equally. It's just
you can choose.
You know how EVs work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just put your EVs wherever you want them to go, and all Pokemon are level 100, and you pick your moveset, etc., etc.
Yeah, but how about IVs?
I don't know.
I'm guessing those are all set to 31.
It was just EVs, I think. I don't know. I haven't been on net battle.
And IVs,
long.
Yes. Apparently, IVs can be inputted too. IIRC.
Yeah. That's pretty cool because IV breeding is not very pleasant.
I never do it. Anna might have died. Anna, did you die?
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to get pizza right now.
Oh, damn.
And I don't want to leave.
Huh. Well, pizza's good.
I don't want to leave, but my aunt wants to take me driving.
No. Driving to Canada, yes.
But anyway.
Good thing I have your address.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, she looked me up on Google Earth last night. I felt flattered.
I did.
Reapers. Jeez, now I'm kind of glad.
I saw his house.
It's too bad you couldn't see under my carport because I was standing naked outside.
I have some friends that were actually standing, not naked, but standing outside when they came by and pictured Google Earth for Street View. Do you have Street View?
No, wait a second. What? Pizza and French fries?
Dude.
Oh my God.
Your nose card. Wow.
She's getting like a dinner for kings. Jesus.
Anyway.
Oops.
I'm getting my lunch.
So NetBattle said.
The text chat is really insane right now.
Yeah, I know. Stop using it. You can talk here.
Lol.
Okay. But then BRP.
Okay, never mind. Mitch.
Yes.
Okay. Now.
I'm okay, Austie Chan.
Alright, I'm just making sure. So NetBattle's dead. We're back on topic now. Look at that. NetBattle is dead. 3 words
That's
and we're back
amazing.
On topic.
Amazing. That's
also something to talk about, as we were reminded by DU here. I'm going to pull up the thread here because I haven't actually read it. Unless you just want to tell us about it. Waiting for him to type.
Yeah,
oh,
I can...
You know?
One of us
I
can read
for
him or something. I don't know.
No, yeah, we'll do that thing we did last week when you did the Anna impression thing.
What? I'm back.
I'm gonna guess he's some big surly doctor dude, so he probably sounds like this when he talks.
Well, hey, I don't know if he made the threat. So we're gonna need someone. We're gonna need someone to be. I'll be Adam. I'll be the thread creator. We need a Versen. Hey. Who wants to be Versen?
Me.
What are we doing?
What are
we're gonna read a thread. Here.
Link, please.
This is what we do now with important.
Yeah, Link.
There's your Link.
Yeah, Link.
So
Link.
Who's gonna be Versen? The guy who got jail.
Me. Zelda.
I guess I will.
You gotta sound like you got put in jail. Who wants to be Bryce? Oh. Miss, you want to be Bryce?
Oh, this thing. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I'll be Bryce.
Okay.
God.
And then we need someone to be Hayes. Who wants to be Hayes?
Hayes. I'll be Hayes.
Alright, cool. So, I'm Adam.
Hey, actors and actresses.
Wait, who is Versen? We didn't... it wasn't really...
Who is Versen? Did someone...
Well, it's really his brother right now.
Whoa.
I don't know how to sound like I'm in jail.
Okay. Elena, you are Versen.
Wait.
You gotta sound like a man who was put in jail.
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
We'll try.
Alright. So, I'm Adam. Here we go. We're doing it.
Wait!
Miranda, come on.
Where is it? Which one? Oh, okay,
click the
okay.
link.
It's the music thing section.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so I'm Adam. I was thinking we should have a music section in the other boards. Basically, what would happen is people would post their singing or playing with their musical instruments on there. What? And people would give them feedback and stuff. I don't know, it's poorly
and stuff.
Worded. And
yeah,
stuff.
You made that thread, didn't you?
I didn't make that thread.
Adam
I
made it.
I made the music
newbie.
Composition group guild.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I mean. You made the thread where we can already do that.
Oh, yeah. But he wants a whole section of it on the forum.
Oh.
But anyway, people like MK, Angela, Finch, and Kayla sing. Well, I'm pretty sure there'll be quite a number of people who play a musical instrument. I think it would be a fun thing to have where people can give good criticism and stuff. So, discuss, I guess, and remember, it's only a suggestion. Take it away, Versen.
What?
Take it away, Versen.
Oh. Well, that's a bit too specific. Maybe, like, entertainment.
You don't sound complete. Like you're in jail.
Yeah, come on. You guys have
to... It's his brother.
Yeah, do it like how Jess was doing it. Please.
Yeah, get your voice all deep.
Nice and deep.
That's a bit too specific.
That's good.
That was me.
Oh.
Ow!
Do it. What?
Go.
Oh.
Go. Hear it.
Don't make me do Versen and Bryce.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair.
Oh, no. Please.
Oh, God, no.
I'll seriously
all right, 5 seconds.
Well,
no
that's
one...
a bit too specific.
This is crazy.
Maybe like entertainment. So it includes films, TV, theater, and etc.
That's Versen. Now here's Bryce. Take it away, Bryce.
There really aren't enough musicians on the forum. I'm all for the idea of perhaps just opening a single big thread in other chat or other entertainment. Or simply allowing them to create their own threads in those sections, as they have been doing.
Oh.
And then Hayes. Who's Hayes?
Oh, yeah, me. Sorry.
Take it away.
Let's hear it.
Okay, just make a thread, like use a fact file one for everyone to keep their singing and such.
So what do you all think about having a singing section? Actually, let's clap, because those are great readings.
I think that's a really good idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yes, I'm going to post the link to the whatever it's called. I will do
Bryce. You Taylor got quoted. Wrote that, not me. Taylor wrote that.
Ooh, I quoted that.
Kayla.
He said, I'll put Kayla's name on it, I promise.
No. So yeah, but I think it's a fine idea because there are lots of musicians, myself and Mitch included. I don't know if anyone else here is a musician.
Yeah, actually, the reason I'm coughing so much is because I wrote a death metal song last night, and I did about 5 or 6 vocal takes all in one take, and my throat's kind of...
Can I listen to one?
Yeah. I hope she wasn't too scared.
No, yeah, when are you going to finish our song, baby? Come on.
I would, but all these songs keep distracting me. Oh.
I know, I can't sing for crap.
Me neither.
I sang.
Now.
I cried.
Get a better mic.
Oh, remember that time with the song?
Everyone can sing.
You just
need to learn how to breathe right.
Okay.
How to breathe right, how to hold your gut in, sing from the gut, stuff like that.
You hold your gut in.
Sing from your throat.
Sounds wonderful. So, yeah. No, not everyone can rap, actually. That's not... Okay. Okay. That's
Austin
not
can
true.
Rap, supposedly.
I can rap. That's true.
I can't
rap. I can sing.
But not everyone can rap. You think it's just talking.
One of these days, I'll sing on this podcast. One of these days.
But sing
wait, how about that song that I showed you a long while ago?
I don't remember it. Well, rapping not is not just talking on beat, though. It has a style, the lyricism behind it. You know, you can tell when people can rap. And...
That style's so fresh.
Like, for instance, Mitch, give me a beat here, and I'll rap about you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Uh-oh. Mitch, give me a beat. So this isn't gonna work though, I just realized, because it's delayed, dang it. Okay, so if I do this, is this rapping? Let me think of something really quick.
I remember Amanda's rap about the trees. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh no!
That was the funniest. Yeah. That was the funniest rap.
Well, I still have that.
You should totally rap it out.
Yeah, you could. But, like, is this rapping? If I had a beat, I'll put a beat in the background if I can get one that'll fit. If I'm going about this fast, it'll be something like, it'll be about Mitch. Hold on.
Why don't you tap one?
I can't think of anything right now, dang.
Think of how well I treated you last night.
I was gone last night.
No, you weren't. You were on. You liar.
Would date again and Canadian rhyme? Does that count?
What?
I guess so.
Oh well. Point is, rapping is not just talking on beat. Especially the lyricism behind it. The amount of...
I love that!
Yeah, just look at a couple of Linkin Park songs.
Well, that's too. Mike Shinoda is not the best rapper ever, though. He's a fantastic lyricist, but he's not the best
rapper.
Yeah,
the lyrics are good.
Who doesn't like that, Mitch?
Enhanced held high. Enhanced held high.
Quote that. Just quote that where it says Linkin Park heart, and then Mitch puts a heart.
No!
Quoted. Yes. Fantastic timing, Elena. Fantastic. So that was Kayla. So fantastic timing, Kayla. But whoever did that. No. Not the Eunice. Just the
okay,
first two.
Okay.
So it looks like he likes it.
Wee.
Ready? This is gonna be fantastic. Everyone can do blues vocals. I can't do blues vocals. I don't know how blues vocals are.
Blues vocals, that's like...
sad and calm.
Let's hear some blues, Mitch.
What's a blues song?
Blues.
Well, D.U.'s typing something, so...
One of those songs like the slavers sing, or they're like, I'm working on a railroad.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
I don't know.
Well, because I misheard that as
something appropriate for the podcast.
Slaves on a railroad.
Did your voice just crack?
Mine?
For the podcast?
Podcast? I know. I when I listened to it, maybe it did, but.
I am a man of constant sorrow.
Hello, let's get back on topic.
But yeah, music. Jeez, we are way off topic. Music section is wonderful. Oh, Brother, where art thou? That's a
wonderful.
Great movie.
The only thing with the music section.
Music
is
fun. I love music. Yes, music.
Everyone has to be willing to take a lot of
criticism.
Yes, that's also true. That's why
If you can't take it, don't post.
That's the truth.
In fact, I put a disclaimer at the top of the board. Saying no hard feelings.
What
yeah.
What board? Oh, you would, you're saying.
I
understand that. Yeah, I think it'd be cool, but I don't know if it'd work. But until then, you can all join the Composers Guild, that's what it's called, which is a group for a bunch of composers, and it's cool.
Oh. Absolutely.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the second time in the podcast that you burped like that?
Yes.
I think it's
not posers, composers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, read. People who are more talented than you.
Oh, boy.
Alright,
Yeah, so, Composers Guild. Fantastic. So, anything else on the forum that we want to talk about? Anything that has happened in the last week that's worth mentioning?
Speaking of, guilds slash groups, clubs, and all that, the Metal Legion has actually got quite a bit of activity this week.
Didn't they get, like, profiles or something?
Yep. Caitlin's doing some profiles. She's Tombi.
Oh, yeah.
She's profiling people.
And
she's at a concert right now.
Yeah, she's rocking out to Metallica, and she's...
No.
She's moshing to Linkin Park. So.
Yeah. I'd be there. I was totally moshed to Linkin Park. I already did mosh Linkin Park.
She probably got a nail gun to her head ready for when they hit the stage.
Well, I'd be doing the same thing for, like, Metallica, so...
Oh, Austin.
What else is worth?
What? That was my moany voice.
There's always TGS, which actually I think got less activity this week than the Metal Legion.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped posting it.
I haven't been checking it lately.
Me neither.
I've been checking it, like, now and then.
Hmm.
I think in general, people are just enjoying their summers.
Oh, I did.
Not me.
Until I got grounded. And then I got ungrounded. Yes.
What's GOX Plus? GP.
GPX Plus is a site where you get eggs and you hatch them.
Oh,
it's awesome.
That's not on the forum. Get out of here.
Eggs.
Drag
cave.
Forum stuff in the last, besides Ryan coming back, besides all the stuff we already talked about. That's about it,
there
isn't
seems
it?
To be
oh, wait, one
a
other
lot
thing.
Of activity going on in the forums.
There's been a lot of activity with the podcast. I think, I don't know how many subscribers we're up to specifically, but I'm pretty sure we're at another all-time high. So both the thread and the podcast itself is getting lots of activity, which is great.
Yeah, definitely.
But what about listener mail? Do you have any listener mail?
We're not there yet, Jess.
Oh,
and yes, as a matter
wait, hold on a second.
So,
up the forum.
What? What about the forum?
But you remember Stake, right?
Stake, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you post anything in the fanfiction again, this is it, especially to Jack. Don't lock it.
Is he gonna? Is he planning on it?
Well, I don't know. Have you checked his last post in the voting polls?
Well, that's...
Because there's some shameless advertisement in there.
Nice. So that you heard it here first. There you go. Stake's amazing URPG story is coming back. 23 subscribers. We were at 28 earlier this week. But yeah.
Let me see.
So, lots of exciting stuff.
Yeah, speaking of shameless advertising.
Is that what's next? No, but fine. Whatever. Shameless advertising and plugs.
I thought it was RP stuff, but okay.
Who cares about the RP this week?
This is true.
Oh, we can do shameless advertising about...
Okay. Whee!
No, who's gonna play the... Who's gonna play the Shameless War thing?
Can I?
Oh, yeah! Hold on 1 second, actually. War ended, and the results are up on the main site.
Yay!
Someone pull it up, because I don't want to lag the chat. Someone pull it up and read us.
Okay,
This is why we have DU here this week.
He's given us so much crap to talk about, it's not even funny.
Oh, yeah.
It says here...
Against all one... Colin,
eight has drawn to a close on PETK, and now it's time to name the winner. One against all, one with 32 points. The Colin came in second place with 28 points. The Roundtable came in third with 24. Team Aqua, which I thought would win, came in with 21. Team Rocket, 16. And Team Gurren Lagann, 14.
That was so much fun. I didn't do anything in war. Jeez.
Me neither.
Signed up for nothing.
I entered for, like, graphic war stuff, and then I stopped because I didn't like the judge thing.
I should judge humor next time.
Let's see. Last time I was in a war was when Team Flora was alive, and that was quite a long time ago.
I don't remember it.
Oh.
Of course you wouldn't.
Blah, 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 blah.
You weren't around.
Yeah, well, I have an orange name now, so you can't talk.
What does that matter with anything? I could care less about colored names.
Yeah, I know. My mouse is acting up.
I found an interesting topic here, I guess.
What's that?
What?
Who's better, Linkin Park or Avenged Sevenfold?
I saw that thread.
They're so different, it doesn't even matter. Like, they both have their pros and cons. Obviously, I like Linkin Park way more, because I don't really like Avenged Sevenfold.
Yay!
Lord Lucario is trying to come in and tell people that Linkin Park doesn't have any talent, so I was trying to get mad at him, but...
Well,
shut up.
People often get talent mixed up with skill. Avenged Sevenfold knocks Linkin Park out of the water when it comes to skill.
Which parts of it, though?
Every part.
Mike Shinoda's talented rapping lyricism and musicianship.
The only thing is possibly the vocals. Chester and M Shadows probably have a similar range. Even though they sound different, I think their vocal ranges are pretty equal.
But I mean, no, what about then the drummer of Linkin Park? It's fantastic.
No, he's not that great compared to the drummer of Avenged Sevenfold.
Really, Mitch?
Absolutely.
Well, we'll have to talk about this later, because we are at 44 minutes.
Hey, time to change the topic. I just saw a new thread by Psylux.
I saw him
solo.
I was at their concert, and he soloed, and that was fantastic. He was a fantastic drummer soloing, improv soloing, or whatever it was he was doing. But anyway, yeah, good
I thought
topic.
We were going to talk about this another time, Austin.
We are.
Sure you want to get into this right now?
No, because you only have 16 minutes.
So anyways, what was Rebecca saying about the Psylux guy?
He posted a thread. Stop posting it.
I know.
Everyone, click the link.
I clicked it.
Have you ever lost control of a Wiimote? No, because you have to be
Holy
really,
God.
Really... You have to be really poor... coordination to be able to do that.
Kayla, did
I almost did once. Actually, I did once, but like, I was holding the nunchuck, so I was saved by that.
I never
it's rather difficult to let it fly out, in my opinion.
No. I have ADD, and
I've hit the roof with it.
I have it worse.
Where's the option for someone like me who's played a Wii, but not that much?
I don't know.
Well, if you've played a Wii and never let it go, then you click the Yes, I've Never Let It Go button. Never let me go. I'm going to write that song, and it's going to be about Wiimotes.
Oh, God.
But oot enough to make him a bit dizzy. Oh, boy. So, yeah, good threads, good stuff. Anything else you want to talk about formulated before we move on?
Yo, Mom.
Actually, no, I don't even care if there is. We're going to move on. Shameless plugs, quickly. Anyone have anything?
No, not yet.
I know you do.
Well, I always shameless plug about NintendoEverything.com, where our second language is Nintendo.
Blah, 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 blah.
My thoughts exactly.
I'll advertise resumeplay.net, but I haven't been writing there for a while because I've been burned out from work.
Same thing with me.
Oh, I got one. MySpace.com/ByTheMitch. I'm going to have an amazing death metal song up there later. Go listen
it's
to it or
good.
I'll kill you all.
Oh. It's pretty good. I recommend it.
And then also Facebook.com needs more members, so go there too.
Feces.
Oh, God. Okay, you know what sucks, DU? You're not talking. And I am. Shut up!
You can have him come in. So is that it for shameless plugs? Do any of the guests have anything they want to?
Join the Jesse Fan Club. No, not really. I don't care.
DU, is there anything?
Yes, everybody join it.
Yeah, DU, is there anything that you want a shameless plug? Fine. Do you want to talk, DU? Ready? Here's a guest surprise. Ready? Ready? Talk.
Hi, guys. This is DU.
There you go.
Hi.
Surprise
Hi.
Guest.
Well, hello.
Do you have any shameless plugs?
Well, my lottery is over, so no with that. And, oh yeah, I've got a shameless plug. I'm hosting a event for the URPG soon, which will be forum-based, so, yeah, look out for that. I think. So, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Is that it? Very shameless plug?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Shameless plugs are done.
Yes.
What's next on the list? Reader questions.
Find the list.
12 minutes for reader questions. That doesn't give us that much time, but...
We don't have that many reader questions, but...
All right, Mitch, you go to the thread. I'll go to our email account. I don't know. I don't think we have any there, but...
All right, so, Atropos?
Atropos?
Last week, he asked this, but it didn't get to the podcast in enough time. So he says, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? And what are your favorite words and color?
It's color random, but...
I'm sorry, what was that?
My favorite color.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be? And what are your favorite words and color?
Words.
I would fly.
Speaking of words, Mitch,
flying is just too simple.
I was driving home today, and I saw a sign for sweet corn, and I thought of you.
Oh Lord.
Back to superpowers.
Yes.
I would have the power to transform into anything.
Like an animorph, except you don't have to touch things to do it.
No, like anything.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Or whatever, just anything.
I'd definitely be invisible.
I'd definitely be able to teleport.
I'd fly. I love flying. Did I hate heights?
All right, next question. Favorite color?
Wait,
blue?
Wait, I didn't answer.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Okami. Yeah. The power to be able to draw stuff with your hands and then they become real in real life.
That would be fun.
That's cool.
They had an episode of that on Dragon Tales on PBS Kids.
I'd probably go like Peter Petrelli.
Probably what?
Like Peter Petrelli from Heroes.
Just
absorb anything you want.
Heroes! I'd make Pokemon come to life.
Anyway, we're down to 10 minutes left. We are at 50 minutes.
All right, let's see.
Skip around.
Lady the Lake asks, would you rather run a marathon or give up Pokemon completely and never play it again?
Well,
Run the marathon.
I'd run a marathon just because that would be a good thing.
Yeah, you'd be in better shape after, too.
Yeah, well, no. You might die, actually, if you're not prepared.
You won't die from a marathon.
Yeah, people have died from marathons. The human body wasn't constructed for that. Except I'm telling this to a doctor up in training. So.
I say marathon.
Operative has a few questions. We don't have to answer them all. You can
just
answer whatever.
Pick the best one.
What are you looking forward to the most this year or next year?
Of what?
Just one. I guess one thing. Period. In your life.
I guess driving later today.
I'm looking forward to visiting a friend of mine in Michigan and going to a Flyleaf concert.
Flyleaf!
I'm looking forward to job placement.
Oh, no. I know what I'm looking forward to.
When Mitch goes to your graduation?
Yeah.
Is that really what you were
going to
say?
Well, that's next year, but I am going to visit Jess at graduation.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to
May 22nd, if anyone's interested. Haha.
What was that, Elena?
Elena is gone.
Okay, well, Elena has to be really quiet.
That was Kayla. Elena
going to a beach house that we're renting for the summer.
Sweet.
I want one.
It's not ours, though.
Right. I'm going to disappear for a week and go listen. What if a hurricane comes?
It's in North Carolina.
Down to the bake, to
and before a storm surge.
It's in North Carolina.
Storm surge!
We really don't yell that.
Do you plan on staying active on PE2K for a long time?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No. Who said no?
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
Time out. Who said no? Quiet. Everyone quiet except the person who said no.
Who said
no? Sorry. It's me. I said no.
Why?
Because it's just, I think I'm growing out of it.
Well, will you stay active on Skype with all your PE2K friends?
I thought I grew out of it for like 5 months, and look at me, I came back.
You always come crawling back for more.
Yeah, Mitch was trying to leave once a while ago, and now he's back.
I was supposed to have a good job though, and that didn't go. And I had all this spare time.
Iceman. Hey, you just mentioned Iceman. I love that guy. He lives in Canada, and a long time ago, I posted my phone number in the DCC, and he called me.
Ow.
And then someone came in and told me.
I'm gonna go visit him.
You should. PHK is like Pez. Once you pop it, it's true. It's true.
It's so true.
PHK is like
Pez. It's got like this certain charm that brings you back from.
You won't stop eating it. That's the truth.
It's like Lay's. You
except then he left, which is kind of funny.
Also, Austin, you can let this bleed over an hour because you're going to be editing anyways, so it'll be less than an hour.
Yeah, okay.
What made you feel like getting on the PE2K podcast?
Oh.
Because I was invited?
Because I could.
I was bored.
I love how there's nothing like, I wanted to, it was just like, eh, because I could.
Yeah,
I was bored. Dude,
it's because your lack of Canadian was distressing me.
Yeah, I know. I needed more Canadian. I actually just needed a fantastic podcaster, Mitch, so I invited you.
Austin.
And obviously I just did it because it was there and no one was doing it.
Get a room, you two.
I'm African!
Yeah, we don't need more African because they're... Look, we got it. Sorry.
And Caitlin's European,
so... Yeah, so I mean...
Got that as well.
Needs more Texan.
Texans.
The only thing we need more of here... What nationality? Anyway, let's go on to the next question.
Wait, were you upset when Pluto was deemed not a planet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes!
I don't know, if someone says how many planets are there, I still say 9. Like, I can't help.
Me too.
Same here.
That's my ruling planet, so I'm sort of offended.
Is it really?
Yeah, Scorpio.
Not anymore, it's not.
Oh, I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Pisces. I'm a Gemini. Mitch, what's your horoscope sign?
I'm Aries. I'm the god of war!
Okay there, Kratos.
I'm Cancer. I pinch you with my claws.
Oh, who's Cancer here?
I also give you cancer.
And Kayla is Gemini.
Gemini.
I thought that was genie at first. I was like, what?
Kayla's a genie.
Yes. I grant you 3 wishes.
Oh, got some questions here from Jacob.
Nice.
I just want to tell you, Jake, that I love you so much. Because I know you've been waiting to hear that.
Oh.
Yeah, if
Jake
you were
granted your crazy little metal legion.
Yeah, he's one of my metal buddies. If you were granted one wish, what would it be?
I don't know.
I want to learn how to fly.
An infinite supply of hot bitches. Okay, if you could choose, how would you choose to die?
I'm not saying anything about that.
Either saving someone or in my sleep.
Yeah, saving someone or, like, peacefully at an old age, obviously.
Yeah.
Natural death.
I want to die finding the physical location of heaven.
He'll probably get kicked out of it.
He'll get there and they'll just kill him.
We're not going to get into that on this podcast.
Screw this.
What's next?
What is your favorite band / composer / artist / whatever?
Oh, God.
Matsune Miku.
Matsune Miku!
Favorite? Flyleaf for the win.
I have no idea.
Opeth.
I don't have one favorite. I have many.
I really do not know. I could...
I don't have a favorite.
Opeth, all the way, absolutely no thought about it.
For composers...
Flyleaf.
I wouldn't say Flyleaf. They're not my favorite, but I could.
They are.
I guess I could say it disbands Damage because, like, they make awesome Metroid remixes. Oh my god!
Loser.
Yes.
What are you saying to you?
Speaking of game remixes, how about?
Oh, never mind. Just go. I'm timing it out.
Who made the Fifth Symposium? Which one?
If you could bring Billy Mays back to life, would you?
Yes.
Heck yes.
Yes.
Oh, I would like to say, while we're on this note about Billy Mays,
Billy Mays.
Kaboom really works. Like, oh my god, yeah, I cleaned my shower this morning.
Which symphony are you talking about? Are you talking about the one that goes, bum, 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 bum?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's Beethoven.
Okay, Beethoven, hands down.
I like Gustav Holst and Mozart and Andre Previn, but yeah.
Did you just say symphony?
Yes.
Symphonies are pretty good. I like instrumentals.
can't stand all coral though. Two. Ugh.
All right. If you were warned that there would soon be a nuclear holocaust, what would you do?
Do Asians count as safe?
I'd probably go out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and wait it out.
I honestly don't know. I'd probably dig a giant hole and make all my friends and family come down in it.
I'd hide under my bed.
And then we'll be the last humans on Earth.
Yeah.
Well, save the Jews.
No, we'll just get everyone from P2K to be the last people on Earth.
Did you just say save the Jews?
Yeah.
Why would you take potassium iodide pills? We need to use
crazy
doctor.
Against radiation poisoning.
What?
It's against radiation poisoning.
Oh. Good thing we have a doctor. I do that too.
Hey, hummingbird!
I'd definitely hijack I'd hijack a space shuttle and just go to
space. Shut up, there's a hummingbird outside. It's pretty.
Yeah, because we can all see it.
How about a banana spider?
Oh, God.
Squirrel just jumped up to my window and hit the window.
Next question, Mitch.
There are no other questions. Austin, what do you have in your email?
Let's see. No. Pepsi is going to give us £1 million.
What?
Important notification from Gulf Online. Congratulations, the results of the just concluded Gulf Online promotion, a subsidiary division of GCC National Grants, blah, 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 blah. Christ.
Gulf Online.
$1,420,000 United States dollars only. Only. We only won 101,400 something, something, something. That's good. Do we have anything else?
Yeah, well, Kayla asked the question, who is your favorite artist on PE2K?
What kind of artist?
Yeah, is it like graphics
artist?
Oh, there was that person with Psy Paint, and I'm trying to find them.
Oh, if it's graphic artists, I have to pick Caitlyn because she's my Paris, so she'd get mad if I said anything else.
I have to pick Caitlyn because she's my daughter. I don't know.
Not that she's my best friend or anything.
Mitch, how do you feel about... Mitch, how do you feel about me and your daughter? It wasn't that funny. Hey, we have two more signups to be on the show, though. From Irene and... Adrenaline. Both want to be on the show.
Oh, excellent. Hey, whatever happened to Crazy Trainer?
What?
Who's Crazy Trainer?
That kid made the most messed up post. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I remember when he was in the first Maze RP.
Oh yeah.
You laugh out loud.
Oh crap. Oh, no. It was just that thing and sounded like he was from Scooby-Doo.
Excuse me.
Oh, goodness. I think that's it for reader questions, then. And we are just over an hour.
Woo!
Awesome. There's probably a lot of editing to do.
Nah, not too much. We got a lot of irrelevant material, but who doesn't like to hear irrelevant material?
That's the best stuff in a podcast.
Tis. Wait, is there anything about Pokemon we should have talked about?
No, I should have found the outline sooner. I couldn't find it, but...
Oh, it's right here.
How about Magikarp?
Well, I don't think there's any new Pokemon news, per se. Unless, why don't we talk about the news that's posted up on P2K from now on? We should do that, because we're a P2K podcast.
All right.
Okay. That's it.
Alright, is everyone here? Yeah. P2K, this has been your Blastoise episode podcast.
Let's hear it, Mitch.
Wait it.
Mitch, let's hear it.
Blastoise!
Bye, everybody.
Blastoise!
Oh, wait, that was good.
I think she might have thrown me out there.
Blastoise!
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 Oh. I'm gonna do a black metal Blastoise.
Blastoise!
That sounds like a Squirtle.
Yeah,
go figure. Alright, everyone say goodbye.
Alright.
Bye.
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 I love you.
Bye.
What?
Bye. Bye. I don't know.
Bye. 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 Just keep recording.
Say it in a foreign language.
Adios.
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 Adios.